Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to Podcast 834 of You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, where we teach you how to take control of your genes, your body, so you can live longer, live at the highest quality of life. And that's what today's guest is going to talk about, too. So in 20 minutes, when we get to the guest, wonderful, wonderful guest, Elisa Epel, E-P-E-L. She is the co-author of The Telomere Effect with Nobel laureate Elizabeth Blackburn. And we're going to talk about how to lengthen your telomeres, meaning how to get the longest life you can with the highest quality. And that's not necessarily so all the time with lengthening telomeres, but we'll talk a lot about aging with her. In the meantime, we have the best medical news of the week on You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on RadioMD.com and iHeart and a whole bunch of other stations. This is 834 that will come out on April 18th of this year, 2017. You can hear all of the 833 and prior podcasts just by going to RadioMD and look at the archives. Prior guest last week, Ron Powers, No One Cares About Crazy People. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner who talks about schizophrenia and how it happened to his kids. Also, on 8-3, I think it is 2, Defeating Disease, the Vaccine Race, the Science, Politics, and Human Cost of Vaccine Development. That was a great interview with Meredith Wadman. I learned a ton. Hashimoto's Protocol is coming up, and we'll get to a lot of the other podcasts we did. Our Well Beyond Wellness segment, Super Agers. They have a significantly thicker brain cortex than their same age peers who have average for age memory. Yes, the one organ where you want to have a big size, if you will, is in fact your hippocampus where memories are stored, and the super agers have a bigger hippocampus than average for age peers. We'll also talk about Wellness Foreplay, a blood test that not only detects cancer, but also finds where it is. How does it do that? Wellness Foreplay, older women are hitting the bottle, men, however, shooting up. Is there an underlying cause? And the answer is yes. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. And the Itomegas, if you're allergic to peanuts, like many kids say they are, and it's a very serious allergy, obviously, it doesn't mean they have cross-reactivity to other nuts. But you want to make sure that if you do have the other nuts, you get them from a plant that doesn't process the peanuts, because some of the peanut dust can come over and cause allergic reactions. So let's go to our first story. Older women, especially white women, are hitting the bottle. Older men, and it's disproportionately white men, are shooting up. What gives? Well, it's the same process. It turns out that there's been a great increase in depression in the world. That is, if you look at depressive symptoms, the numbers have surged. They're up 20% since 2018. That's from after the initiation of the financial crisis. Many people feel they aren't living healthy lives, they aren't living productive lives, and there's no hope for them. And this increase appears to be disproportionately in the United States, but it is all over. What's the cure for depression? Well, women tend to hide it by drinking more, apparently, and they're hitting the bottle and getting alcoholic-related diseases. Men are doing even worse in this case. And yes, there's a great increase in opioid addiction. I'll get to that in a few seconds. But in fact, 53,000 male, mostly men, male Americans over the age of 40 died from heroin abuse last year, or drug abuse related to heroin. It was often fentanyl or carfentanil. And I dealt with these a lot when I was in anesthesia full-time. We'll go into that in a second. But in fact, these are incredibly potent drugs, and just a little error, if you're not being ventilated, a little error can cause you to stop breathing and die. So it's very tricky to dose fentanyl, and especially tricky to dose carfentanil. They're basically, carfentanil was developed for elephants. In fact, we thought in the 1990s when, remember, there were hijackings. I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember like I am, but there were hijackings of airplanes. And we thought about putting anesthetic cases into the airplane so that you could, in fact, stop the hijacker, but without stopping, without killing the people on the plane. You'd obviously have to give every passenger, or at least a number of crew members, the Narcan antidote and the Naloxone antidote. That's why it didn't work. There was no way of giving the antidote to enough of the passengers to make sure all the passengers survived while the, if you will, hijackers were taken off the plane in a successful way. But in fact, carfentanil, just small doses, the smallest error in a syringe dosing it can kill you if you're not being ventilated. So the way these narcotics work is they stop breathing as a side effect. And that stopping breathing in the operating room, when we're giving these to you for pain relief, we ventilate you to make sure, that is, we breathe for you to make sure you don't have a problem. But 53,000, in the Vietnam War, only 53,000 Americans died. We're losing that number of people in the United States every day, every year now from overdoses. So this is a serious problem. It relates to depression, and in the Obamacare bill, whether you like it or not, one of the things it mandated starting this January, so just started this January, that mandate, was that you were given mental health care equal to the care we give for diabetics or obesity or any other, known medical problem. So it had to be equal treatment, but that effect didn't go into, that regulation doesn't go into effect or didn't go into effect till January, I think it was 5th or 6th of this year. There's too few psychologists for all the people who are suffering now. But remember, you are valuable. Get a buddy, get a friend, and don't shoot up with a friend or don't drink with a friend if you're a woman. Go and do something healthy like taking a walk, throw pottery, learn cooking, whatever you do, you are useful. And if you're listening to the show, you clearly are useful. Find another way of becoming even more useful. But the difference is striking. Binge drinking is increasing 4% per year among women over the last 17 years. Shooting up has increased a little over 10% a year over the last 8 years in men. It's both related to depression, a common problem. Okay, let's go to a happier topic now, and that is a blood test that not only detects cancer, but also finds where it is in the body. This is a new wave of cancer detection. It's not here yet. But what it is it's a way of looking at cells that are destroyed. So if you have a cancer of your pancreas, your cells, your cancer cells, destroy some of the normal tissue, but they also get destroyed themselves, and they release that specific tag of that cell. So pancreatic releases some pancreas cells, which has specific proteins from the pancreas. Prostate releases it. Breast releases those breast cells. And in doing, and you can capture those in a blood test, augment it, which means magnify it, if you will, by our DNA enzymes. And we're going to talk about one of the enzymes that was discovered with telomerase with our guest in just a few minutes when we talk about the telomere effect with Dr. Elisa Epple. And when you can do this, you can magnify that, find out not only early that people have a cancer, but where it is. How often should you do it? How do you screen for it? What's the false positive rate? None of that is really known yet. but it looks like we're going to get this over the next 2 or 3 years. So this is really very good news. The Automega segment, allergy to peanuts. Well, they tested these little over 100 people, 109 kids, who, quote, were allergic to peanuts. One, they found not all of them were allergic to peanuts. And you don't want to do this, by the way, without being in a doctor's office. But when you get a skin prick test, it often shows the allergy to other nuts if you're allergic to peanuts. Remember, peanuts are a legume, and they're a common food allergy. But in testing the others, more than 50% of them had no reaction when they were given walnuts or given cashews or given pistachios. So, in fact, the peanut may be a single legume allergy and not have cross-reactivity. So if you're allergic to peanuts or you have a child that is, they may be able to get the benefit of eating regular nuts, that is, tree nuts. Go to your allergist, and if you really want to, ask them to test you. They will test you in a place where they have the ability to make sure that you don't suffer side effects if you are allergic to tree nuts. Next story that I want to get to, hepatitis C. And by the way, there's a lot of medical news this week. We're not going to be able to get to it all. So 8:35, I may do a double session, but at least 8:35 a.m., I'm going to get to some of the, what I would call the bigger articles that have more long-lasting effect, if you will. So we'll talk about some of the more major studies on brain atrophy. We'll talk about the vaccines and the problems of developing vaccines. We'll talk about obesity in mothers and the risk of breast and ovarian cancer, hidden dangers of running a marathon. That'll all be in 8:35. And by the way, our guest for podcast 8:35, Dr. Joseph Pizzarno, author of The Toxin Solution, Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products that are Destroying Our Health and How You Can Avoid Them. The 8:33, by the way, was The Vaccine Race. Great interview with Meredith Wadman, who taught me a lot and will teach you. One of my favorites, of course, is the podcast we did with Jean Chatsky, two podcasts. She's the co-author of the book I, of course, co-authored with her, called Age Proof, Living Longer Without Running Out of Money or Breaking a Hip. That's 8:24 and 8:25. We're with the finance editor of the Today Show and co-author of Age Proof, Jean Chatsky. A wonderful session. Okay, let's look at hepatitis B and C. Can we wipe them out? Yeah. How much will it cost? A lot. Why is hepatitis C able to be wiped out? Because we've got drugs that really do it. But it's killing 20,000 Americans a year now. Why? Because we aren't spending the money caring for hepatitis C patients, because it would increase the cost of the budget by, if you did this to try and wipe it out, from $5 billion in a year to $30 billion. But if we did that, we would actually save $38 billion in costs of treating the hepatitis B and hepatitis C patients. We have the ability to wipe these out really in the United States by bargaining with one of the companies, getting that. Rutgers University Chancellor Brian Strom chaired a panel that looked at the ability to do it, put on by the national academies. They said, those are the most prestigious academies, they said that we could wipe out the 2.7 million cases of hepatitis C and 1.3 million cases of hepatitis B, people with those diseases in the United States, get them cured of it and stop the spread by 2030. We then save $8 billion between now and 2030 over the treatment. And not only that, we would wipe out two very bad diseases that affect your liver. That's what hepatitis is, the effect on the liver. The FDA approves the first drug to treat severe multiple sclerosis came down this week. The drug, no one knows whether it works. It's going to be selling for $65,000 a year, carries a list price of $86,000. It's incredible what these drug prices are done. They've gone up 16.8% a year, and despite that, we've been able to decrease the influx of chronic disease enough to lower our overall costs at the Cleveland Clinic over the last 10 years. The last 3 years, it's gone down by about 2% a year at the Cleveland Clinic, despite increased benefits. And that's what we've done with a couple of corporations as well. Despite these increased costs that the pharmaceutical companies have been used or have been gaining from the new drugs, this is a really breakthrough drug of decreasing multiple sclerosis. But what is the problem? Well, the problem of this is it inhibits your B cells. Those are immune cells that we use to fight infections, and somehow they relate to turning on yourself in an autoimmune way and causing severe multiple sclerosis. Well, we don't know what the right will be in the long term, but that is, in fact, one way we are going to be able to fight multiple sclerosis if it gets severe. We'll come back in just a few minutes with our great new guest, Dr. Elizabeth Epple. She is the co-author with Nobel laureate Elizabeth Blackburn of a wonderful book. It's called The Telomere Effect, a revolutionary approach to living younger, healthier, and longer. And it is a wonderful book. We'll be right back in just a few minutes with The Telomere Effect's co-author, Elizabeth Epple. Stay tuned.